Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nina Nambhang Singh with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. ADG Akashvani and Doordarshan Northeast Zone Satyajit Dash begins three-day visit to Kohima. Naglan University-led international research team turns apple leaf waste into green corrosion shield. Joint Secretary Donor Ministry inspects ongoing projects under PM Divine and Northeastern Council schemes in Dimapur. And First India Skills Regional Competition 2025-26 for Northeast kicks off in Guwahati. Now the news in detail. Additional Director General, Administration, Broadcasting Operations and Content, Akashvani and Doordarshan, Northeast Zone, Satyajit Dash, is on a three-day visit to Kohima. This marks his first visit to Nagaland since assuming charge as ADG, Northeast Zone, in January this year. Upon his arrival at Akashvani Kohima this afternoon, Mr. Dash interacted with the staff and assignees of the station. During the interaction, he was briefed on matters relating to programming, operations and maintenance of technical infrastructure, while issues concerning the welfare of assignees were also discussed. Mr. Dash stated that the purpose of his visit was to engage with all staff members and encourage self-confidence so that everyone can contribute productively to the organization. He commended Akashvani Kohima for producing programs in 15 different dialects, highlighting the station's role in preserving linguistic diversity.
Basically, here the purpose is to interact with you and your desire काम करने का इच्छा को और भी प्रकट करने का बिकॉज इच्छा के बाद ही बाकी सब होता है ठीक है तो हमको इच्छा क्रिएट करना बहुत जरूरी है इच्छा शक्ति जो बोलते हैं इच्छा शक्ति हमारा होना चाहिए कुछ करने का जो इच्छा बिकॉज हम यहाँ पर हैं कुछ करने के लिए और अच्छा ही करने के लिए तो इच्छा शक्ति को जगाने के लिए ही मैं बेसिकली आप लोगों के साथ पूरा इंटरेक्ट करने का सोचा.
On the occasion, the ADG administered the Swachhata Pledge to the staff as part of Swachhata Pakhwada 2026. Later, he also inspected the studio setup and the Earth Station. Mr. Dash will inspect Doordarshan Kohima tomorrow. Researchers from Naglan University and the University of Science and Technology Beijing have developed an eco-friendly solution to combat metal corrosion using carbon quantum dots derived from discarded apple leaves. The joint study was led by Professor Amrish Singh from NU's Department of Chemistry and Professor Yuji Chang of University of Science and Technology. Professor Chang said the team used a green hydrothermal process to convert apple leaves into nanoscale carbon particles doped with sulfur and nitrogen, allowing them to form a stable protective film on copper surfaces that block corrosive ions. Elaborating on the applications, Professor Singh said this could significantly extend the service life of pipelines, storage tanks and industrial equipment while reducing environmental and health hazards. More from our correspondent.
The research showed that the apple leaf carbon quantum dots can effectively suppress copper corrosion in acidic environments, achieving over 94% inhibition efficiency, which can rise to more than 96% with longer exposure. The research highlights a sustainable and non-toxic alternative to conventional corrosion inhibitors used across industries and underscores the waste-to-wealth potential of agricultural residue. The findings have been published in the peer-reviewed Journal of Alloys and Compounds. While the current results are based on laboratory scale validation, researchers plan to advance toward pilot-scale testing and real-world deployment, including integration with existing protective coatings. Mary Akashvani News, Kohima.
Joint Secretary, Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region, Angshuman Day, yesterday inspected ongoing projects under the PM's Development Initiative for Northeast, PM Divine and Northeastern Council NEC schemes in Dimapur District. At Tiluksu Village, he reviewed an NEC-funded project on coffee value addition, which includes procurement of coffee roasting machines and entrepreneurship training. The project aims to improve market access and enhance income generation for coffee growers and entrepreneurs. Mr. Day also inspected the construction of a facility center emporium for handloom and handicraft at Agri Expo Nagaland, implemented by the Nagaland Khadi and Village Industries Board, and visited the state-of-the-art cane and bamboo technology facility at the Nagaland Bamboo Resource Center under the Nagaland Bamboo Development Agency. He was accompanied by Director M. Donor S. D. Mina, Development Commissioner Government of Nagaland Temsunaro Iyer, Additional Director Department of Land Resources Hekato N., Secretary Power Department Nagaland Asangla Imti, along with other department officials. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio has extended greetings to the Hyamnyungan community on the occasion of Khao Jau Si Hok A. In a message on social media, he said the festival marks a period of rest and thanksgiving at the close of the farming season and celebrates the harvest and the achievements of the year. Mr. Rio conveyed wishes of joy, togetherness and lasting prosperity. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Union Minister of State for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship and Education, Jayant Chaudhary, today inaugurated the India Skills Regional Competition 2025-26 for the Northeast in Guwahati, Assam. The event marks the first time India's premier skilling championship is being conducted for the Northeastern region. Speaking at the event, Mr. Chaudhary said, India Skills celebrates excellence and dignity of work and reflects confidence in youth of the Northeast to lead India's skilled workforce. He also highlighted the importance of integrating skill development with formal education under the National Education Policy 2020 to expand opportunities for employability and entrepreneurship in the rapidly evolving economy.
Whether whatever the issue, whatever the platform, we must all understand that the Prime Minister himself talks about the youth of our country, talks about the demographic dividend of our country. And if we are to convert that demographic dividend into Viksit Bharat, we must ensure
the competition brings together 162 young participants from all 8 northeastern states competing across 26 skill categories. A month-long capacity-building program on data analytics for state government employees began in Nellit, Kohima today. Addressing the event, Commissioner and Secretary School Education and SCERT Kevileno Angami highlighted the importance of data in governance and stressed that data must go beyond record-keeping and be effectively analyzed and used for the informed decision-making. Ms. Angami called upon the government employees to adopt evidence-based approaches while preparing proposals and making decisions. She also underscored the need for interdepartmental collaboration and data sharing for effective governance. Director Nelit Nagaland in Assam, L. Lanuwabang, highlighted the growing importance of data analytics and digital skills in enhancing administrative efficiency. He emphasized the need for continuous capacity building to keep up with rapidly evolving technologies. The program is part of the state government's ongoing efforts to promote data-driven decision-making across departments. It will conclude on 13th February. Government e-marketplace GEM and World Trade Center WTC Mumbai today reached a memorandum of understanding to boost outreach and strengthen MSME participation in public procurement. The partnership will promote inclusive access for startups, women entrepreneurs and smaller enterprises while enhancing GEM's global presence. It will focus on capacity building, supplier outreach and knowledge sharing in areas such as artificial intelligence, sustainability and green procurement. The last date for submission of applications for engagement of part-time correspondents, PTCs, by Akashvani Kohima in 11 districts of Nagaland is tomorrow. The districts include Chumukedima, Longleng, Meluri Mon, Noklak Peren, Pek, Shamator, Twensang, Seminyu, and Zuneboto. Necessary details and prescribed proforma may be accessed from www.newsonair.gov.in under the vacancy section in the notification issued on 19th December 2025. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. ADG Akashvani and Doordarshan Northeast Zone Satyajit Dash begins 3-day visit to Kohima. Nagaland University-led international research team turns apple leaf waste into green corrosion shield. Joint Secretary Donor Ministry inspects ongoing projects under PM Divine and Northeastern Council schemes in Dimapur. And First India Skills Regional Competition 2025-26 for Northeast kicks off in Guwahati. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.